beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
Teach us, we ask that you grant us understanding, and Lord, lead us to pray as you want us to pray, in the name of Jesus. God operates in locations and with locations. And we need to understand the spiritual significance and symbolism of locations when we are in the location. In our Bible study, we have been dealing with the miracles of Jesus. And I remember the first miracle and the second miracle were done in a particular location, Canaan of Galilee. And when you study Canaan of Galilee, you discover that Canaan of Galilee was a location that had reeds. Reeds are plants that grow in water sites, riverine areas, ocean areas. In fact, actually, that word Red Sea is not Red Sea. That's not the real name. It was some transliteration errors that made them say it's Red Sea. It was actually called Sea of Reeds, but they called it Red Sea. All right. So reeds grow in riverine area. And so what was the significance of Canaan of Galilee? That's where Jesus did his first miracle, did his second miracle. What was the significance of that? It makes us understand that the significance was that it was a wet location where reeds grew. Basically, the location was wet with honor for Jesus. If you see that before that miracle, Jesus began to speak about a prophet is not being honored among his own family, among his own people, among his own nation. So he was dishonored in his own, you know what I'm saying, in his own town and every of that. And then he comes to Cana, and Cana is wet with honor for him. And you can see that it's unlocked the rivers of what? Of the miraculous in him. So locations matter a lot in everything we do. God does not coincidentally move you to a location. Now you get what I'm saying? He does not, there's nothing called coincidence in God. God does not coincidentally move you to a location or whatever, you know. And when God sends you somewhere, it's because there's something spiritually symbolic about that place. Are we together? And there's something prophetic about that place. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The word Beth, it means house. Are you getting what I'm saying? And Lehem means bread. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's called Bethlehem, which is house of bread. So Jesus was born in the house of bread. And Jesus says, I am what? The bread of life. So it's no coincidence. Are you getting what I'm saying? He was born in a location that reveals his personality, his purpose, and his identity. Are we together? Amen. And so we began to look at Bethsaida in our Bible study and discovered that Bethsaida. Beth means house. Saida means fish. So fishing house. House of fishing location. And that was where Jesus met Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They were fishermen. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the location of fishes. And we understood in the Bible study that he was bringing them there to make them conversant with the assignment of what? Fishers of men. And now, here we are in Elmina. Elmina is a Bethsaida too. It's a fishing house. This is a fishing harbor. Amen to Jesus. It's a fishing house. It's a fishing harbor. And it's no coincidence. On Thursday, when we began to look at Bethsaida, it was awesome. The exposition was awesome. Very awesome. You know, this is a Bethsaida. This is a fishing harbor. And why? Not just only is it a fishing harbor. This is the location where the British came into this country, Zanosu. And the missionaries first came in through here, through this ocean. They first came in through here. I know my wife told me last year, she was like, honey, it's now we came to Ghana. We stayed in Accra for 5 years, but we came to Elmina last year. And I wanted to come to Cape Coast, you know, but every attempt at getting an accommodation in Cape Coast, Abra, it failed. 4 times I came from Accra to Cape Coast, I couldn't get an accommodation. Are you getting what I'm saying? I was in my house in Accra, where I saw the house I'm staying now online. And I chatted with the person. I didn't like it as it were, but that was what I could get. You get it? Chatted with the person, and after I came and made payments, there were some troubles that came up. By the end of the day, God gave us victory. We got the place. And it was no coincidence that we came to Elmina. When we came to Elmina on the 10th of January, I began to ask the Lord. On the 11th, to the Sunday morning, they gave us a place to stay for the time being. Began to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you have to say concerning me? And the Lord told me, go back to the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua was a book that God gave me for Ghana. And I knew I was coming for battle because Joshua killed 31 kings. Read it. Back to back. Back to back. To possess the land, you kill kings. At a point in time, 5 kings came together to fight him. They made the work easy for him. He just sandwiched them together, killed them. Instead of him going from their village to every village, no, he killed 5 villages in one. And Accra was a location of battles for me. I battled so much that the Lord began to, 2 years into the stay in Accra, the Lord began to tell us about peace. But he told us about peace, and we had not still seen the peace yet. And we began to pray and preach in the line of the peace. And then I come here, and the Lord tells me, go and read Caleb. All right, I read Caleb, and I discover that Caleb went and asked Joshua for Hebron. Are you getting what I'm saying? And Joshua gives him Hebron. And when Joshua gives him Hebron, I looked at the Hebrew word for the Hebron, what it means. It means association. And I'm like, wow, okay, so I've come to a location of association. I stayed for 5 years in Accra and had no associations. Are you getting what I'm saying? But here, associations started coming out. But much more than that is that this has... Elmina has a spiritual significance in God's agenda for Ghana. It's a spiritual Bethsaida. It's a spiritual fishing house. It's a stronghold where the Great Commission is supposed to have its full effect in this country. Now, it looks like, and look at the location. We're talking yesterday now. I'm like, why? I asked you, why the market? Why are people? And you say, what? Who is in the Elmina that they are building market? Remember when we were talking yesterday? And I told my wife, was like, man, these politicians are very wonderful. At least if you build a free school, the people will go. What are you building market? We have not, the one market that we have saved is more than enough for us. And I'm like, what's happening? Like, nothing is actually happening. There's actually no much people here. Development is not much here. And it looks, when you want to look at this place, you want to look over it. You want to throw it aside because you want to believe that there's really not much happening here. But there's so much happening here because it's a spiritual Bethsaida. It's a spiritual fishing house. It has a spiritual stronghold for the Great Commission. Are you getting what I'm saying? The task of what? Reconciling men. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. This location has a spiritual stronghold for what? The great task of what? Being fishers of men. And it is no coincidence that the first missionaries that came into this country came to this location. Are we together? It has a spiritual significance, spiritual stronghold, and spiritual understanding. And so we have to brace up as fishers of men that God has put in here. That is the reason why we are not praying, God, give me a house, give me a car. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why? Because fishers of men don't pray that kind of prayer. When Peter was walking and he saw the lame man at the beautiful gate, the man asked him for alms. What did he give him? He said, silver and gold I have not, but such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He did not give him silver and gold. He gave him such as he had, which was what? The power that was at work in him. Are you getting what I'm saying? It may not be an economically empowered location. Are you getting what I'm saying? It may not be an economically beautiful location, but it's a location that plays a pivotal role in the redemptive work of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's a spiritual bedsider. And if God sent you, it's not coincidence. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting me? It's not coincidence. That's why we cannot pray what they are praying in Accra. Are you getting me? We cannot be praying the prayer they are praying in Accra. It's a battle zone. When I was in Accra, I was fighting, I was praying. There was a teaching I did on the Amalekites. Because when I knew God has told me, God made me start studying Joshua before I came. So I studied. I looked at the Amalekites and I discovered that the spirit at work there in Accra is the spirit of the Amalekites. You know the principle of the Amalekites? They strike from behind. When the Israelites were traveling through the wilderness, the promised land, the Amalekites struck from behind. Behind the crowd were what? The women and the children. The weak ones, they cannot walk fast. So they stay behind, they lag behind. And the men are ahead, leading. Are you getting what I'm saying? By the children and women, you cannot drag them too much, so they walk behind. When the Amalekites wanted to fight them, they were fighting them from behind, killing women, killing children. That's a cowardly way of fighting. In ancient battle practice, you don't strike a man from behind. Is that not so? You don't strike a man. It's cowardly and it lacks integrity. If you must strike, you strike from front. That's how when you see in battle, the two armies, they charge against each other. Face me, I face you. Not you come from my back. Anything coming from behind is cowardly. That's the reason why if you look at the Roman soldier, their armor, there is no protection for the back. Every armory, there's no protection for the back. You only have protection for the front. Because we are to face each other while fighting. Are you getting what I'm saying? Number one. Number two, it's not expected that you as a soldier turn your back in battle. No, you don't turn your back. You face front till you die. Are we together? And so, attacking from behind is a cowardly way of fighting. And the Amalekites attack like that. They attack you from where you are not protected. They attack because at the back there's no protection. They attack you from where you're not protected. At the back you cannot see. They attack you from where you cannot see. And at the back you are weak. They attack you from where you are weak. And I discovered that was the battle strategy they use in Accra. That's what they do there. They look for where you are not protected. They look for where you are not where you are weak. And look for where you cannot see. They just attack you from there. That was all I was facing for five years in Accra. And God gave me 50. I prayed Amalekite prayer. I will open my mouth, pray Amalekite prayer. Pray. It was prayer back to back. Warfare. We pray warfare prayer like no man's business. It's like him telling me now, like I don't know warfare prayer again. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the warfare prayer. Because the Bible says, God told say unto Zion that warfare is accomplished. So I'm not praying it again. But this is not a war zone. This is a fishing zone. Is an evangelistic good. In the realms of the spirit, it carries a spiritual significance. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the spiritual significance is what? Is soul winning, evangelism. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not battle. When I go on television, I go on channels in Accra, or they are fighting enemy. How many people fight enemy here? Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting me? Why? Because it's not a spiritual location for battle. I know one of the problems that with battle, when the Lord began to tell us something some years ago in Accra, He told us He's initiating us to an era of peace. The Lord made us understand. God told David, He said, David, I won't allow you build the temple for me. You wanted to build the temple for the Lord, remember? And God told him, I won't allow you build it. See, your hand is filled with blood. Over 60 wars David fought, and he never lost anyone. How many years did he live? How many years? How many years that you fight over 60 wars? You know that even Ukraine and Russia, we see how the matter is. Devastated. Okay, look at Israel and Palestine. We see what's happening there. Only one war here. Only one war there. See how the countries. See how those countries are. Only one war. One war. And see how the countries are. Now imagine a man who had to fight 60 wars. You can't build nothing. Nobody. Have you seen any country that built in war? Is Ukraine building anything now? Is Palestine building anything now? Rather, they are losing all that they have built. Destruction left, right, and nobody built in war. People only lose in war. And God made us understand that nobody built in war. You can only lose in war. So David, he did a very good job. but he couldn't build much. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that's why God did not even allow him to build the temple, because it takes peace to build. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't build a wall. And God told him, let your son do it. Your son will do it. Your son will do the building. He will do the building. When you go to war locations, you discover that they cannot build a right spiritual atmosphere, where everybody is a suspect. I get what I'm saying? Two of us here ourselves are suspecting each other. We are watching our back to see if we will not kill ourselves. Can we build anything for the Lord? We come into the congregation and we say we have come before the Lord, but we know that we are not before the Lord. We are suspecting ourselves. So it's a war zone where the Great Commission cannot be put in place well. I get what I'm saying? But this is a spiritual Bethsaida where the Great Commission can be effected. It's no coincidence that God brought me here. I get what I'm saying? And we cannot come here and be praying war zone prayers. Are you getting what I'm saying? No. We can't come here and be praying warfare prayers. No. We pray fishermen prayer here. When the fishermen are going to fish, what kind of prayer do they pray? Lord, give me fish. Is that not so? Lord, give me fish. Lord, give me fish. Lord, give me fish. Lord, give me fish. We pray fishermen prayer here. We don't pray, God, the enemy I'm going to meet outside on the road today. I don't know who is who that is coming my way today. I don't know what I'm going to see today. Anyway, Lord, help me fight and win. No, the fishermen go in and they pray for what? For fishes. We pray fishermen prayer here. We don't pray war zone prayer here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't confuse. Let's never confuse ourselves. For what? For war zone prayer. This is not a war zone prayer zone. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a fisherman prayer zone. It holds a spiritual significance in the redemptive work of God for Ghana. So you should be thankful to God that God brought you here. In fact, I always say, God, why didn't you bring me here from the beginning? But we can't question God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because God says Joshua's, it's the book of Joshua you are going to use to enter the country. So you fight battle first before you come. Are we together? When I was in Accra, the Lord told me, go and walk around strategic locations and pray. I listed out 13 locations. Trazako, East Legon, Airport Residential. I listed out 13 locations. And I was walking around each of these locations for minimum 1 hour praying. 13. I'll pray for about 1 hour. Pray for about 1 hour. I do food soldier evangelism, it's just a war zone. Are you getting what I'm saying? But you see, when you come into a fishing zone, the hassle of war is not your concern. Are we together? This place holds a spiritual significance in the agenda of God. So every child of God who is here must have the fisherman mentality. Are we together? You must have what? The fisherman mentality. The fisherman mentality. Without the fisherman mentality, you cannot thrive well here in the things of God. That's why I say that those who don't have the fisherman mentality here, before you know, they have run away from here. Are you getting me? Have you seen any fisherman, any physical fisherman in this location say he wants to leave to Accra? Have you seen anyone? Say, this place, the life is too low. It's not high life. I want to... Have you seen anyone? Or say, wants to leave to Kumasi? Or even go for Ridwa? Why? Because this is their zone. This is where business moves. This is where business thrives for them. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you must succeed spiritually here, you must also be a spiritual what? Fisherman. It's a location for spiritual fishermen. But you are saying, but there are no, we are not seeing people to reach out to. The population is not there. The population is there in the realms of the spirit, but we are not seeing it. Are we together? And there is a dimension that we are going into also. And that's the dimension of what? Quails. I was talking to you about quails. I was talking to a man of God in the course of the week, and he was like, because there are no jobs here, when they disciple people in their church, they train them, they get them born again and disciple them. So when it's time for national service, they go out for national service and they don't come back again. From there, they join other churches in big cities. And it's like they are working for others. I could feel the pain in his eyes because I've been there. But one thing I told him was this, number one, the Bible says that you have entered into the harvest of other men's labor. I get what I'm saying. It says the fathers have labored and you have entered into their what? Their harvest. And I told him, people are entering into your harvest. You would also enter into people's harvest. It's as simple as that. And number two, I also told him, I said, the quails that that God provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness when they asked for meat, quails don't fly in desert areas. They fly in coastal areas, like this kind of area. So when God needed to send meat to them, a strong wind blew the quails from coastal region to what? The desert region. And Bible scholars make us understand that 400 million quails at about that range was blown from the coastal region to what? To the desert region, to Gambia. And there were just only 3 million people. An overflow of what? An overflow of quails. Are you getting what I'm saying? What does it make us understand? You don't need to have the thing you are looking for in your location. Are you getting what I'm saying? If God, when God knows that it's important in your location, what do we do? He will bring the wind down to send it down to your location. This is a spiritual bedside, as a spiritual fishing zone. And he said, the people are not plenty for us to fish. The souls are not many. How many people will fish? How many people can we get saved? Look at, if you know, once you just get to the bridge and cross it from Cape Coast down to Elmina, by the time you start from there, before you know, Edina ends at where? How many people? Look at, in fact, everywhere is fast land, everywhere. So who are the people reach out to? When the need becomes important, the wind will blow the quails down. But we need to know that we need. Are we together? And we need to be strategically positioned to what? To receive the needs that we have been praying for. See, it's one thing to pray for souls, another thing to be positioned for souls. I've learned it by experience. It's one thing to pray for souls. It's another thing to be what? Positioned for souls. If you are not positioned for souls and God brings souls your way, you would kill them. If you are not positioned for souls and God brings souls your way, you have premature delivery. I know premature birth is all about. You stress and stress and stress till the child becomes normal. And so this location is a spiritual bedsider. And we must position for the location. God is in a hurry to send quails, but are we ready to receive quails? When Philip told Nathaniel, he said, come and see. And he said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can any good thing? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Because it was what can come out of this location. But the same Nazareth that he was asking, can any good, that was where the Savior was. So more often than not, spiritual locations don't look like it physically. More often than not, spiritual locations don't look like it physically. So it takes the eyes of the spirit for you to understand. See, I came prepared to teach another thing. As I was coming, I came prepared last week to teach another thing. Okay, what I was supposed to speak last week had an overflow. Are you getting what I'm saying? Which I have not done. As I was coming, another word was coming. Are you getting what I'm saying? On the road. And I began to speak to you and a word started coming. And I knew that, okay, the word that is coming, no. That's the one I have to start with. This is a spiritual bedsider. I just sat on bedsider on Thursday. And the Lord is opening my eyes clearly. Because I always like asking God, why am I in a place? Why am I in a place? Why will God move me from capital city to village? Capital city. Capital. Why from capital to village? And some of you might always say, but I was in Kumasi for many years. This is the Kumasi. Why will God push me from Kumasi? I grew in Kumasi. You stayed in Accra. You went to Akradi. Oya City. More popular than this village. When I was in Congo looking for locations in Ghana, when the Lord said Ghana, the location you see online is Accra, Tema, Kumasi, Takoradi. Every other place, they are not existing.
The place is, go online, check it. Those are the places you see. You go Accra. So when I come here and I hear people tell me they came straight from Nigeria to Elmina, I say, how? How? How did you come? How? I don't always believe it. How? Because I googled Accra, Tema. After Accra, the next thing you see is Tema. Then Kumasi, Takoradi. Other places don't exist. So how will God move and every one of you? You have had experience with the big cities. Takoradi, Accra, Kumasi. Why will God move you? Accra too. Why will God move you from the big cities to the village? Where when you look around, all you see is men as trees. When you look around, is shiny good thing come out of Nazareth. When you look around, it is, God, we are looking unto you. It is because of the spiritual significance of the location. It is a spiritual Bethsaida. It is a spiritual fishing house. It is a spiritual fishing harbor. And it plays a pivotal role in man's work of reconciliation. In the fourth miracle of Jesus, Jesus turned 5 loaves and 2 fishes down also. He multiplied them and he fed. And more often than not, every time we look at that miracle, that's a miracle we're dealing with in our Bible study. We think of provision. But that miracle was much more than provision. Provision is inconsequential in that miracle. We've been analyzing that miracle for a long period, for some months, and it's been awesome. Loaves, bread, symbolize what? It symbolizes salvation. Jesus said, this is my body broken for you. Eat it in remembrance of me. I am the bread of life. Those 5 loaves, and 5 is also the number of grace. So those 5 loaves symbolize the grace of God that bringeth salvation that appeared to all men. Bible says, no, the grace of God that bringeth salvation that's what? That appeared to all men, which is the blessing of what? Of Jesus. 2 fishes, it symbolize the man's work of what? Being fishers of men. Man's work of reconciliation. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you what? Fisher of men. So that 5 loaves and 2 fishes symbolizes what? Salvation and reconciliation. Simple. The role of Jesus and the role of man. And it was no coincidence that it was in Bethsaida. Bethsaida, house of fish. Beth means house in the Hebrew. Saida, fish, house of fish. Bethlehem. Beth means house. Lehem means bread. House of bread. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, house of bread, because it's the bread of life. No coincidence at all. No coincidence. And so Bethsaida played a pivotal role in the redemptive work of God for man. Same dislocation plays. It plays a very pivotal role in what? In God's redemption plan for Ghana. So it doesn't look like it physically, but spiritually, it has a serious weight. And that is why God brought some people from locations that they were looking like lucrative locations. Why? Because they carry the heart for what? Redemption. They carry the heart for reconciliation. I get what I'm saying. So he brought you from those beautiful locations. He brought you from the war zone. The war zone of Ghana is Accra. He brought you from the war zone, so that you can come and do what? Fish out of men. And if we don't understand this, we keep looking at the location and we keep wondering, can any good thing come out of here? See, it is no coincidence. The good things that come out of here are spiritual. And the spirituality about it is that it is a what? A fishing zone, a spiritual fishing zone. And it means our prayers will not be the kind of prayer they are praying in Kumasi. It's not the kind of prayer they are praying in Accra. It's not the kind of prayer they are praying in Takoradi. I get what I'm saying? Our prayers should be what? Strictly redemptive. Strictly reconciliation oriented. Strictly salvation oriented. Say, but sir, I have need for money. You have need for money. I agree. Me, I also have need for money. But this location is not the location where you pray money prayer. It's the location where you pray salvation prayer. It's the location where you pray for souls to be saved. Because it's because of the spiritual significance. If you want to pray for money, go to Accra. If you want to pray for money, go to Kumasi. If you want to pray for money, go to Takoradi. But if you want to pray for souls, and you look at yourself and say, where will God choose me to come and be praying? Eh, because you have a pivotal role to play.
If you ask yourself that question now, I'll ask you the question, why will God choose Peter? Why will God choose Andrew? Why will God choose James? Why will God choose John? When God was choosing them that time, it looked like they had no future, NFA, no future ambition. It looked like they were NFA, no future ambition. I remember I watched a movie on when Jesus was selecting the disciples. And after I selected them, they were camping together at night, they were together. And then, I think it was Andrew that asked Peter, what next after this? Peter said, I don't know. A whole professional fisherman that have been fishing for how many years? Sir, a whole professional like you. A whole you, you know where you're coming from. You know the sticker that was running through your hand. You know the liquidity that was running through your hand. And here you are, as if you were never living that kind of life. I was talking to my wife. You know, somebody that worked with all the big oil magnates in the world. The three biggest oil companies, she worked with all of them. Somebody that dollars passed through her hand. She was talking one day and she was like, she was telling my children about a particular cracker biscuit. Say, when she bought that biscuit, she traveled to UK, traveled to France, traveled to America. So when she bought that biscuit in UK, say, my daughter was saying, she doesn't want cracker. My wife said, you don't know cracker. If you see what kind of cracker biscuit, you will throw away normal biscuit. Say, there's one cracker biscuit that I have to buy. Hey, she said, I don't want to remember those days. I said, don't worry, we shall yet buy it again. How will God take you from that higher state? I bring you to this kind of point. If you ask that question, I'll ask you, why will God take Peter from being at the peak of his career and say, follow me? And he said, I don't know the future. I don't know what it holds. I don't know. We are just following a man that we don't know. His promise of making us is what is making us follow him. And so we have to change our way of life. We have to change the kind of prayer we pray. We cannot pray the way we used to pray before. We cannot ask for the things we used to ask before. Oh, don't think we don't. Some of us have not prayed for money. We pray. But when you pray, God says, I've changed your location. You cannot pray that kind of prayer, sir. There's a prayer you pray in this location. And the prayer in this location depends on the prayer in every other location. Because of the spiritual significance. When I came here, somebody was telling me, this place is this place is that. They have spiritual marine places. I say, leave that up. You're talking. Go to marine. I say, you want to see spiritual battles? You want to see problem? Go to Accra. You see. You pray. I pray almost. I pray. Back to every morning you wake up, you are fighting demons. Every morning you wake up, the demons is human form. The demons is spirit for you are fighting. When I came here, prayer changed. Because the spiritual environment is different. And yes, you're asking, why will God call you when you were doing something bigger somewhere else? If you ask that question, I will ask you, why will God, Jesus, call Peter when he was already a successful fisherman? Why will he call Luke, the successful physician? Why will he call Matthew, the successful tax collector, and turn them to what? Spiritual fishers of men. Why will my prayer change? I've been praying in this line. Why will it change to this line? You see, I used to tell people, I studied accounting, my first degree. I worked in an audit firm for the first year. I worked with a fund for three management company. So I did marketing and financial consultancy. At the point in time in my life, when I carry the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, anywhere you open, I'll preach money for you. Forget that thing. Forget that thing. That season of my life, 2008, 2009, it was a dangerous season. Open anywhere in the Bible. Just open even Revelation. I'll preach money from it for you. You'll be surprised how from Revelation, I'll be able to coin out money. You'll be wondering. Don't go there. I will preach money from Bible for you. It's not, I was using Bible to do marketing. Bible. I use Bible to preach money. So that serious, one of the young men who was my senior in the fellowships met me after then, and he was like, at the point, he was suddenly becoming afraid for me that I will get out of the faith. I said, get out. I'm not getting out anyway. It was just a face in my life. That face, I finished. Now, if you tell me to preach money from Bible self, I can't go preach it again. So people think that they like money. They don't like money reach me. You don't like money reach me at all, though. This head has calculated money. It has calculated. My father is an accountant by profession too. And he's a pastor. I decided to be an accountant at the age of 6 because I saw my father. My father's name is Anna Agaraku. What does that mean?
Anna Agarako. They are gathering wealth. That's the meaning of his name. Accumulator. Wealth accumulator. That is it's not nickname. The name his parents gave him. So the wealth thing, the money thing, it was flowing inside his blood at the enter my blood. So we like money. You think you like money? You think you like money more than me? Man, we like money, pieces. We like money. It's in the father to son thing. Father to son, we like money. We like it. So don't think we don't like money. But when God takes you out of what you like into what he likes, it's because there is something greater than what you like.
Amen.
When he took these 12 guys out of what they like into what he likes, at the end of the day, he told them, the new Jerusalem will be built and it will have 12 gates. And each gate will have each of your names on it. He said the new Jerusalem will be built and it will have 12 foundations. And each of those foundations will be your name. My brother, what greater honor will be bigger than that? That my name will outlive time. So it means that when you enter the new Jerusalem, is an eternal emblem. These 12 guys, their names. There is something bigger than time. There is something bigger than money. It's called eternity. And so you wonder, why will God take you? Why will God take me from the busy zones, from the money zones, and bring me to this seemingly nowhere? And I'm still struggling. I'm fighting. It's like I'm looking for the money and the money is not even coming. It is because it has a spiritual significance in the affairs of God. It's a spiritual bedside. It is a spiritual fishing zone. So your prayers will not be the prayers that the people that in a Capernaum are praying. No, you don't be praying Capernaum prayer. You don't be praying Capernaum prayer, sir. You can't be praying Capernaum prayer. You are beside that. You don't be praying Capernaum prayer. The prayer that fisherman prays is the same prayer that engineer will pray. No. So some may not be easy for us to pray bedside prayers. But we will shatter. See, when God wants to transit you, it's the hardest thing you can ever go through. The transitions of God are very hard. Because it's going to be taken from a totally different person, making you a totally different person. So your prayer will change. Your language will change. As I was passing the fishing market again, fish started smelling. I say, hey, this smell. You see, you will smell fish. When a fisherman comes out of fishing, what does he smell? God has brought you to a location that you have to smell the location, sir. So you will smell so winning. Are you getting what I'm saying? You'll be so soaked into prayers for souls. You'll be so soaked into prayer for reconciliation of men. You'll be so soaked into prayer for salvation of souls that you'll be smelling it. When you come into the atmosphere, they'll be smelling the soul winners come. When you come into the atmosphere, even the demons will know that the soul winners entered. You don't need to shout. Souls will be getting one. You don't need to shout because you have so mingled and shandarata. You have so mingled with a thing that has become one with you. It has entered you that even perfume cannot kill the smell. So when you come out, they know this one, he has been with fishes. So your prayers will not be the prayer of Capernaum. You get what I'm saying? Your prayers will not be the prayer of Chorazin. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your prayers will be the Bethsaida prayers. And let me tell you something about Bethsaida. Jesus was angry with two people, two locations, Chorazin and Bethsaida. The same Bethsaida. Fishing, house of, I don't understand. How many of you are angry with them? You are welcome. How many of you are saying, I'll try, it's not happening. You are welcome on board. Jesus did not feel any different. You are welcome on board. He told Chorazin and Bethsaida, he said, if the miracles that were done in you were done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented. He said, well, you people would not listen. Maybe you have been here longer than me.
But you have been here longer than me. You have been here, we have been pushing the work. We have been praying. We have been praying for souls. They are not because it's the Bethsaida spirit. Now, whenever you have a spiritual positive stronghold, there is a spiritual negative stronghold fighting. When a location is a spiritual positive stronghold, just know that it's attracting a spiritual negative stronghold. This location is a spiritual positive stronghold. It's a spiritual Bethsaida. Are you getting me? Don't forget, the devil always attacks good things. If there's no prospect, you won't attack it.
No. As I said, I look at some creatures, the devil, I say, you devil is worry you. What's the devil worry you for?
They are more important. They are more important for the devil can worry. No, you don't look prospective to the devil. So he don't worry you. The devil only attacks prospect. When a location, you'll be wondering why is this place not developing? We are working for souls, we're not getting some Bethsaida fishing house. The devil attacks it. Why did the devil not attack Bethlehem, house of bread? Why didn't he attack Capernaum? Why did he attack Canaan of Galilee? But he chose to attack Chorazin and Bethsaida, house of bread. When the devil has an interest in something, it means that thing is interesting. As simple as that. So when the devil has an interest in something, increase your interest in that thing. Don't lower your interest. Are you getting what I'm saying?
And we are praying for the spiritual purpose of this location. You see, when you pray for the spiritual purpose of a location to manifest, when it manifests, you will feel the effect.
I get what I'm saying?
You will feel the effect. You will feel the effect. You feel the effect. You feel the effect. Every time men prayed for spiritual locations and it manifested, they felt the effect. This is a spiritual Bethsaida. It's a spiritual fishing zone. Is a place where souls are to be won. Are you getting what I'm saying? A place where souls are to be won without struggle. Sir, if you are struggling to win souls here, it's because the devil has taken interest in it. Because it's of great interest. And we have to position ourselves well. Are you getting me? To do the work of Bethsaida. So that the devil knows that there are some people that know the spiritual undertone and know the spiritual location. I've been long in ministry to know that I'm not out for aesthetics. I don't do aesthetic ministry. I have equipment. I told the church be using it for now. Professional equipment, foreign equipment, be using it for now. Me, I'm rugged now. They told me do church. I said, God, not tell me do church. I remember I told me do church. I said, God, not tell me to do church. See, I don't have time for spiritual aesthetics and spiritual makeups and makeovers. See, the time we have now is to redeem the time because days are evil. So we can only have time for what? Spiritual rugged. Spiritual rugged! I was talking to my wife yesterday. I told her something. I said, the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the place of the deep, face of the deep. And God said, the formlessness, the voidness, and the darkness on the earth attracted the attention of God. I said, if your ministry wants to start with form, and light and filled up structure, it will attract the attention of God. As if for it to attract the attention of God, it has to be what? Formless, void, and what? Dark. Then God gets attracted. And when God gets attracted, he starts creating it. I get what I'm saying? When we look at the location, we look at it, it's formless. Is it not formless? How many years? Somebody, you're talking with me as you say, this location that has been existing for hundreds of years, is that not so? When did they build Elmina Castle? 1842. About almost 500 years. So even before Accra came into existence, sir, this place was existing. It was existing. But yet, 500 years, formless, void, and dark is because it's attracting God's attention. Why? It's a Bethsaida. It's a spiritual fishing house. Sir, God will not come down from heaven to come and create. When he created, he ended creation, remember? He ended it all. And he now gave Adam the next creative power, named the animal. The creation of this spiritual Bethsaida is in our mouth. It's not in God's mouth again. What if God took man and created the Bethsaida? He has told you, he has told us the spiritual significance of the place. Our own is to use our mouth to create it now. As it is the way it attracts God's attention.
So let it attract that. It has to attract our attention because we are the God here on it. And we have to start creating the spiritual atmosphere here. You some of us don't understand. See, there are places that they are not big, but because one man created, are you getting what I'm saying? He said they attracted nations. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said, okay, Raja Oba is too small for us. We need a bigger place. One of his pastors said, there's a place ahead that they are selling land. Let's go and buy land there. As they were going, Bishop Oyedepo said, have we not reached yet? He said, no, we are still going. See, have we not reached yet? See, we are still going. He said, what kind of wicked pastor are you? Why do you want to suffer us? What evil did you do? Bishop Oyedepo was crying all through the journey. Talk to utter. He was crying, complaining. What is all this? This place is too far. It's too far. What did we do? Have we not reached there? No, we have not reached there. Hi. And then finally, God looked at the pastor and said, what kind of thing is this one now? What is? It's okay, no problem. And everything we thank God. Let them lay. Let's lay our hands and pray. As soon as they held their hands to pray, he heard the Lord clear. Tell him, this is the place. A forest where witches were camping, where armed robbers were having a few days. A forest. Where nobody wants to go to. But one man heard this is the place. And that place has started attracting the world. Is that what? Sir, at least I'm not one man. I'm more than one man. We are all men. If we can hear Bethsaida today, see, I shouted Bethsaida on Thursday. I knew that God was saying something, but I didn't understand the truth. I was not talking with you now. I was praying to come and teach. Because I know that God speaks to me by speaking through me. So once I start speaking and I start seeing a frequency, I catch on it fast so that I don't waste time. One man heard this is the place. And all over the nations of the world, people are coming there. Are you getting what I'm saying? My brothers, if we can get Bethsaida well today, I'm telling you, this seemingly, what do they call it? Void, dark, and formless location will become a center of attraction. It will become a center of attraction. But what will it be attracted? It will be attracting souls for Jesus. It will not just be physical tourism, it will be spiritual tourism. Otta is a place of spiritual tourism. Lagos is an expressway, the place of spiritual tourism. Is that not so? Bethsaida here, it can be a place of spiritual tourism. If all we can hear is what? This is the place. This is the fishing. We are praying one prayer. Lord, make the spiritual symbolism of this location become a physical reality. It is a Bethsaida. See, oh my God. Who told you you have to be on pulpit? Who told you you have to be on pulpit? See, the Bible said the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as waters cover the sea. I saw your face, I'm like, wow, beautiful. That's what talking about the knowledge of the glory of God. Who told you it must be pastor, apostle? I'm not against it. So please don't get me wrong. I'm not against it. But my brother, this end time move of God is every child of God is carrying this knowledge everywhere. You are in your business for design also, and you are streaming the power of God. You'll be your officer and you'll be streaming the power of God. People will be getting salvation everywhere there. It's as simple as that. Professionals everywhere streaming. This is the place. It has spiritual significance. It's a spiritual Bethsaida. The missionaries first came here. It's a fishing harbor. It's a spiritual Bethsaida. That spiritual symbolism of this place, it was manifest. When it manifests, we don't need to be carrying clerical. We'll be healing the sick. We don't need to hold pulpits. It's bishops like this that will be having pulpits. Pull like us, we'll be free and flying. We'll be flying. We'll be moving up and down. And we'll be getting souls saved left, right, and center. But this spiritual significance, let it manifest. Let it become a physical reality. I believe we're ready to pray. Lord, let the spiritual significance and symbolism of this location become a physical reality. Make it a physical Bethsaida. Open your mouth. Lada Maria de Bossi.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013 with SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in cedis, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in Naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233-54-594-7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.